David leverages the win-win. The modern-day win-win approach to communication is leveraged way back by David. Pursued by the king and his armies, he demonstrates the boldness and faith to step out of his comfort zone and attempt reconciliation. The incident at the start of 1 Samuel 24 is a brilliant example. On the run for years, an opportunity arises to destroy his enemy, the king, who is in fact at the moment pursuing him. David neither takes the offensive nor defensive, but cuts off the king's robe to demonstrate that he could have actually killed the king. He then proceeds to reason with the king, even calling him father, and reiterates his honor for the Lord's anointed. Ironically, it is David who currently stands the Lord's anointed in the private ceremony, but he still bides his time. Ironically, again, Saul had torn Samuel's robe in 1 Samuel 15:28, leading Samuel to confirm that the Lord had torn away the kingdom from Saul. Some attributes of David's win-win attitude are as follows. He was courageous when cheated, submissive to suffering, and not bitter when hated. When Saul tries to tap David into death, demanding 100 lives in exchange for his daughter, David doubles the challenge and wins. It is faith that gives him the courage to achieve the impossible. When Jonathan confirms that Saul intends to kill David and he bests leave, David does not complain of his fate. He weeps and bids Jonathan goodbye. He accepts the fact that he is now a hunted man while acknowledging that God is overseeing the bond between them. Though hunted, when people, including his parents and family, come to him, he takes responsibility for them. In fact, he forms an army out of the discontented people who come to him. When Saul is continuing to make attempts on his life, the victim becomes the victor. David not only wins battles, he wins relationship. God's hand is upon those who honor his word. Do we have the courage to win relationships for Christ? To persevere in love amidst unfair circumstances and emerge victorious? In Amy Carmichael's words, "Give me the love that leads the way, the faith that nothing can dismay, the hope no disappointments tire, the passion that will burn like fire. Let me not sink to be a clod, make me thy fuel, flame of God."